might have a hard time believing that Jason Whitlock actually had a chance, because let's just put it like this. Either she didn't think you was good enough, or she didn't think you had that type of juice to even attempt, or you was never on that list, buddy. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that women in general, certain women, I don't want to say in general, not like that, ladies, please. But women who do want to do that would sacrifice when it comes to attraction, I should say. Shout out to Drake, Everything's Culture. He brought up a great question that we will be speaking more on in depth on his platform, which is, should sex work be legal? You guys will have to wait for my answer on that. But what Joy Taylor done or is being accused of is nothing new to the workplace in general. I think the argument here is, not saying if she was wrong for it, because people will have their opinions on basically whether they're for or against sex work. And I guess you can throw, is there like a splash of nepotism in there? Or is that nepotism just, exclusive for family members? Anyhow, how I feel about the situation is, I think if Joy Taylor was an analyst or a personality on a sports platform, didn't have great takes, seems like she was forcing certain things, Malika Andrews. If we felt like someone else could have done a better job, I think we would have a problem. But Joy Taylor is actually fire when it comes to sports, when it comes to her opinions. Whether I agree with them or not, she is phenomenal at what she does. And yes, her takes is just as phenomenal as her looks. Joy Taylor is probably one of the most attractive women in the world. But what also makes her attractive is, and not to say that we know her personally, but she gives us what she gives us on her social platforms. And then we know her personality at work. Seems pretty cool. Seems down to earth. Seems like a dope person. And I don't think this is an argument for if she actually deserved what she got. There will be some people out there saying she may have taken a job from somebody else. I'm going to tell you right now, from the company to the viewers, we like what we see. Literally, right? And that might be an unfair thing to do, because, again, we want things to be fair. You know what I mean? But she's great at what she does. And in all honesty, this is nasty work. Why? Nasty work. That's crazy. It is nasty work on a personal level, but it's also nasty that we are finding this out, that we know about this. To me, that's what the nastiest part is that this is this woman's business. You know what I mean? Like, again, I don't think anybody's surprised by the action. I think we're just surprised because the world we live in today highlights any type of drama, any type of messiness, gossip. And it just so happened to be with towards a person that we've been seeing a lot And she's huge in the sports world, along with a long line of other women who do this. You know what I mean? And again, her being attractive, or the way she looks, it stands out a lot. You know what I mean? And the way she presents herself online is matches her looks. You just got to go check her page out. But the information is crazy, and it's crazy. I wouldn't call it nasty, because it's nothing nasty about it, but I think it's crazy. You know, don't know what should come of this. You know, a lot of her personal business was exposed, and there's not much that we actually know about her personally up until today, or currently now. I never knew she was engaged or married or anything like that. You know, I may have seen some pics with her with another guy or something like that, but her relationship status always wasn't blasted like that. You know what I mean? So again, but that's a personal thing, because I'm not the type of person to go online and spread my marriage business. You know what I mean? And it's like but in today's game, though, no pun, in today's game, no matter if you're an athlete or an entertainer or even a pedestrian at this point, the thing to do is highlight a lot of personal issue. And that's basically what this is. Basically what this is. I think this situation would be a fair thing to break down and dissect if there were other competitors that we knew of gunning her for her position. But again, I don't hear too many. I've never heard complaints about Joy Taylor, even about her takes. So, and we know, you know, her brother been out the game for a while. You know, a person who was a solid NFL player and, you know, short-term analyst. I think he was, I want to say I've seen him on TV, unless it was just him, you know, being invited onto a platform or something like that. I could have sworn he had a little bit of analyst under his belt, but I didn't fact check it. You know, I'm just going, it could be a Mandela effect. Don't come chop me down. I ain't got no problem with it. I don't. I actually have more of a problem with her personal business being out there. And I get it, it's a car crash. We all gonna see it. You know, as much as I want to get to work or want to get home, I'm still going to look at that accident as I go home or to work. So I get it. You know, the shit that I feel like y'all complain too much about, and the shit that y'all shouldn't even know about, once it's out there, I'm going to look too. But it's not like I'm the person that's hunting it down or I think it should be out there. But shout out, man. Shout out to Joy Taylor. I don't know what's going to be, you know, coming this. It could start up a whole new platform for her. If they were to dismiss her from her job, I could see her, you know, podcast or something. And I've actually seen her on a podcast before. I'm not sure if she's actually a part of one. I want to say she is, but I'm not sure. Again, another thing that I didn't fact check. But I can see her, like, really, really not taking a break. I'm fighting back, you know what I mean? So shout out. We'll see what happens about that. Now, my boy 12 Cal, shout out to 12 Cal. He hit me up earlier. Little Raider talk. As we all know, AP has been fired. And you know, 12 Cal made the comment of he was like, I didn't see that coming. Well, I kind of did. Because I haven't seen anybody talk about this. But you got to understand that we have Brady over there now, 12 Cal. And what that means is he's going to do whatever he doesn't want to lose. You know what I mean? This is him venturing off into something that he's wanted to do. And he knows in his heart he owes us a ring. But besides that, him getting partial ownership He's not going to sit down and just do nothing. For Cal, he's out there to turn the organization around to make it as great as he can. You know what I mean? There's actual footage out there. There's actual footage out there of Shedeur Sanders working out with Tom Brady and him saying Tom Brady is my GOAT. I probably added that, but I'm pretty sure Tom Brady is his GOAT. Besides his dad, I mean, I'm pretty sure his top quarterback of all time is going to be Tom Brady. That's all he would know is Tom Brady. So I will say this. I think AP would have had another chance if he would have had a competitive season. Now, that's a long shot, seeing that our original quarterback, well, you know, let's just say this. We messed up with getting Jimmy Garoppolo. We all felt like he should have been subbed out a very, very, very long time ago. Now, with that being said, the Raiders don't have a quarterback. And Minshew tried. You know, he tried. I think the spotlight was too much for him. And it just didn't match up. It didn't match up. It just didn't. It was one of those things where it's like, it was one of those things where he looked the part, but he didn't play the part good at all. It may have been too much for him. You know what I mean? I think at the end of the day, like Aiden O'Connell, a lot of us feel like if he would have had the opportunity to take over the snaps much earlier than he did when Jimmy was there, that we probably would be in a better situation. Because Aiden O'Connell showed some signs, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't consistent. That's really what it was. And he would, one thing that he was consistent on, and I'm not shitting on him, but this is all facts, he was consistent on throwing interceptions. Especially in games when where it was close. If you really pay attention to the season, we didn't get smacked around. There were some games out there that was out of control. But for the most part, we were in a lot of games. And I don't want to sound like that fan, but yes, yeah, it's the truth. And I think it shows the inconsistency of the defense and offense weekly. On top of that, just not having a quarterback. So getting back to the footage that I was talking about, you're talking about Brady, we're talking about Shedeur Sanders, a top two pick in the draft. And you're in the driver's seat right now or at a time to pick him. You're in the driver's seat. And you win two more meaningless games. And I believe that played a huge part in AP getting fired. So hear me out, 12 Cal. You now push this back to what, seventh or eighth spot? Do I think there's more quarterbacks in this draft class than the one before? I do. But the quarterback that we had our eyes on, there were speculation that Shedeur Sanders, after every Raiders game, after every Raiders loss, I should say, thanks God. You know what I mean? And, you know, the speculation that is connected to that because there's footage of Deion Sanders saying, you know, you better draft my son. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Brady, ownership, first move, get you a potential franchise quarterback. We got a good one. We got one that I know I've personally trained or worked with. and you win two meaningless games to put us out of position to get him. That, to me, is probably the higher percentage of him getting fired outside of just having a bad season, because you can't put a bad season on him with that particular roster. We all know that. Same thing with Mayo over there with the Patriots. You know, we talked about this in a group chat. You can't pull this new Rooney Rule shit where, all right, we're going to hire you, but we're going to put you in a shitty position to win and then get rid of you, but say we gave you an opportunity. That's nasty business. That's nasty work. But I do believe AP, because of my organization, whether you consider this bias or not, we have given those opportunities a while ago. So we're not like, shout out to 12 Cal, who's a Giants fan. Our organizations are different, where we know the history between the Giants and black quarterbacks and coaches. None, right? When it comes to the Raiders, we had the black coaches. You know what I'm saying? We've had multiple black quarterbacks. You know what I mean? So we can't go that route, but we can say, hey, when Brady came in, that's not Brady's coach. I'm looking at this just like college or the pros. More so, it happens a lot in college. It's like, yo, you're not my guy. I didn't go out and recruit you. I'm bringing my flock. And again, I'm emotionally attached to it because he's from Compton. He's from the turf, and we want to give him a chance. You know what I mean? Anybody from the city that can come back, and even though they, you know, in Vegas, we already know the hugest Raiders, the biggest and will always be the best and the biggest fan base will be the ones that's from LA that support him. And that's all teams, though. Lakers included. Anytime we had former players, which we did, anytime we had former players from the city come back and was actually a part of that Laker coaching staff, we were rooting for them. Always. You know what I mean? At the same time, the Raiders is just a different ball game. The Raiders and the Giants are a different ball game before they looking for the same piece. See, the Giants is not too far removed from the Super Bowl runs. You know, because they got two Super Bowls in Brady's era against Brady. So even though they're due for the same thing that we're due for, they still have something to, like, hang their hat on. Whereas my organization has showed flashes of just making it to the playoffs with unstable quarterback play. You know what? We got about two postseasons within the past seven to 8 years. So it's like, at this point, moves need to be made. They should have been made. It just so happened that the urgency button that we needed to push a while ago just got pushed now. And it's towards the cat that we are emotionally attached to. And by the way, Antonio Pierce used to play and has won with them Giants that I'm talking about. So that's the connection between me and 12 Cal in this episode. The reason why I brought up his Giants. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you right now, 12 Cal, it might sound like some BS, but I think that's the truth. I think winning those two games trumped any other reason they could have got rid of him. That's all I got to say about that. Open run with BTG. I'll see y'all next week. 12 Cal, shout out.